Hey everybody, Merry Christmas. It is Christmas Day, December 25th, the day that Jesus came to planet Earth in order to save us all. And we celebrate him today in our accelerator on Project 4-4. And how perfect it is that we landed on this page on this day, Hebrews chapter 11, which talks all about faith, the faith in Jesus that brings about life. Now, chapter 11 in Hebrews is oftentimes discussed as the faith chapter. Of all the chapters in the Bible, it's known as the faith chapter. It's got these heroes of the faith who expressed faith in Jesus. It's even got a great definition for faith in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You know, we exercise faith in all kinds of ways in our life all day long. When you go to Grandma's house and eat that beautiful ham today, well, you're expressing faith that Grandma's not dropping arsenic into the ham. Why? Because Grandma's got great character and a great personality, and she loves you, and of course you trust her, but you don't know for sure. And that gap between knowledge and acting on that knowledge is faith. If you get in the car and drive, you have faith that somebody's not going to be ramming into you. If you're married, you have faith in your spouse that they're being faithful to you. And so faith is that very thing, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now, it's not a very big word, but it's a hugely important word in life and in spirituality. Each of the heroes and heroines of the Bible walked with a measure of faith, acting upon the truths that they did know and cling tenaciously to God's promises when there were gaps between what God promised and the things that they knew in this world. And what was credited to them was faith. It's this wonderful, outstanding word. Now, the writer of Hebrews, you have to be clear, is making an argument here. He's not just citing examples, he's making an argument. And his argument is this: people are judged by acting on the faith in the things that they do know. They're judged based on the faith they've placed in the revelation that they do have. So all of these guys who are listed as pre-Jesus references who had faith, they were just placing their faith in the shadows of Jesus, in the previews of Jesus, in the foreshadowing of the coming Jesus. I mean, they had prophets, they had angels, they had rest, they had tabernacle, they had sacrifices, but none of these things saved them. Only Jesus saves. But what did save them is that they had faith in the revelation that they did have. They had faith in a God who could save, who was behind those symbols. They had faith in a Messiah who was to come, even though that they never saw him. They didn't need to have all the information in order to have saving faith. They needed faith based on the revelation they did have. Why do I make such a big deal about this? Well, everybody in the world has some revelation about God. Romans chapter 1, verse 20 says that God's divine nature and his eternal power can be clearly seen from what's been made, just from creation, so that nobody has an excuse to not believe in those kinds of things. We know that everybody has a conscience, and they can tell that there's a God out there who's a moral God that put a moral compass inside of you and me. So Hebrews 11 raises some important questions about people who lived before Jesus, or people who may not have any information about Jesus at all. What about people who haven't heard? Well, Hebrews 11 says, well, you certainly can be saved if you lived before Jesus or didn't have information about Jesus. Why? Based on acting in faith on the revelation that you do have about God. Now, of course, we know that if you have heard about Jesus, and if you're watching these accelerators, you're certainly in that category, you are 100% judged on what you did with Jesus, whether you believed in him or not. But Hebrews 11 offers some help in the question of those who only know shadows of the reality of Jesus. Well, we've also talked in the book of Hebrews about warnings that are coming to pass. The last warning is in the middle of chapter 12, which you read today. It follows a passage which calls on us not to quit because of persecution or hardship that come our way. These are going to come in the way of every single follower of Jesus one way or another. The warning follows that we are to be holy no matter what, because without holiness no one will see the Lord. See to it, we're told, that no one misses the grace of God. The three sins in particular that are mentioned are bitterness, immorality, and godlessness. And the warning concludes, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks, Jesus. If they didn't escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, that's Moses, how much more will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? Now there's a delicate balance that we have to preserve here. Christ has already done it all. His work on the cross is complete, it's finished, and it's on the basis of his work that we're cleansed, not on the basis of our own work. Based on his work, we can boldly go where no man has gone before, except the high priests, and they didn't go there very boldly, into the very presence of God. But that privilege can't be taken lightly or abused. That's what the five warnings of the book of Hebrews remind us of. God requires holiness of us, and he requires us to persevere until the end. Nothing less will do. Chapter 13 is filled with wonderful, practical advice about Christian living. I know that I was very convicted when I read these about the things that were mentioned at the beginning of chapter 13. Let me bullet them out for you just for a quick reminder. One, don't forget to entertain strangers. I have to ask, do you do that? Two, remember those in prison. Do you do that? Keep your marriage bed pure. Do you do that? Keep your life free from the love of money. Do you do that? I mean, that last one might be particularly convicting today, Christmas Day, after we open this load of presents that we have. Are we keeping ourselves free of the love of money? God may have had a sense of humor or give us great comfort on this day, depending on where your heart is at. Well, Christmas Day is the day that we welcome to the world the gift of God, the Prince of Peace, the great shepherd of our souls. So perhaps for us to end this Project 4-4 video is just to finish as we finish the book of Hebrews with the doxology that's at the end of Hebrews. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may his work in us, may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.